Some wildlife conservation groups don't like that Minnesota and Wisconsin went ahead with wolf hunting seasons less than a year after the animal came off the federal endangered species list in the western Great Lakes region. A coalition, including the Humane Society of the U.S., has sued the Fish and Wildlife Service over its delisting of the gray wolf. Humane Society Wisconsin Director Allison Bodai says hunting adds to other threats wolves face.
You know, such as depredation, kills, you know, automobile accidents, disease, all of those types of things they face regularly, you know, poaching.
Bodai says the Endangered Species Act requires that species fully recover their numbers across their traditional range before delisting, and she says wolves have not come back in several other states. Kurt Thiede of the Wisconsin DNR says it's disappointing to see wolf delisting go back to court again. He says if the wildlife groups win, killing of problem wolves would become more difficult, and it would block the state from going ahead with its management plan that aims to reduce the wolf population.
So that would take away our ability also to manage through active hunting and trapping to manage the population.
Thiede says if federal funding dries up, it would be harder for the state to reimburse farmers who lose livestock due to wolves. The Fish and Wildlife Service has 60 days to formally respond to the delisting lawsuit. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.